On behalf of Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and Larry's family, thank you for being with us this day as we gather together to hear God's word of hope, His word of peace. Our order of worship this day is found on page 278. We'll be staying with that service throughout most of the afternoon service. We have three hymns. Our opening hymn this day will be 761. You also note that you have a bulletin insert. On the front side is our psalm of the day, which we'll be reading together, and then our other readings are on the rest of the front and then on the back. So our order of worship will be page 278. Our opening hymn, 761, Let Us Pray. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank and praise You for the hope that You give to us, sure and certain, founded in Your death, Your victorious resurrection. That is, Your grave still stands empty and will forevermore. So too the graves of all the faithful will stand empty forever when You return on the last day to raise all the dead. We pray that You will give us this comfort, this peace, this sure and certain hope through Your word this day. We ask for Your comfort to the family. We ask that You would comfort them with Your victory. In Your holy, Your precious name we pray. Amen. Our opening hymn, 761. 761.
Of service, page 278. Page 278, please stand as you're able. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In holy baptism, Larry was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness. that covered all his sin. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? We were buried, therefore, with Him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with Him in a death like His, we shall certainly in a resurrection like His." We speak together the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Lord, have mercy upon us.
Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for Your loving kindness shown to Larry and to all Your servants who, having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful unto death and receive the crown of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, Your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated.
It's from Isaiah, chapter 40. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, "My way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God"? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the Creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might He increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is from 1 Corinthians, chapter 13. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but I have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers, and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And if I give away all I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then shall I know fully, even as I have been fully known. So now faith, hope, and love abide, these three. But the greatest of these is love. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. Alleluia! Alleluia! Jesus Christ is the firstborn of the dead.
To Him be glory and power forever. Amen.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 28th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
We confess our common Christian faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
We sing now our sermon hymn, My Faith Looks Up to Thee, hymn 702. Please be seated.
have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened. Do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Members of Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, friends and family gathered from near and far, Rick, Stephanie, where is Stephanie? There's Stephanie. Stephanie. Andy. Beth. I gotta get the right order here. BJ. Zach. Sam. And Anna. Ruth. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Text for our sermon this afternoon is the verse that I just read, a verse that was, according to Larry's friends, on his lips quite often, whether he was going hunting or going to war. Joshua 1, verse 9, your friends in Christ. This verse, simple yet profound, concludes with a promise. The Lord your God is with you wherever you go. The Lord your God is with you. This is one of the most important promises found throughout the Old Testament. God over and over again is saying, I am with you. God promises His presence. He promises that He will not leave or abandon His children. His promises to those who belong to Him. They will face no one alone, nothing alone. That is His promise to His people. But take note of what God doesn't promise here. He doesn't promise to take away the suffering. He doesn't promise to remove the cancer, to make the tumors go away. He doesn't promise that there won't be days like this. Days of grief. Days of sorrow. In Psalm 23, as much as we love it, and we should love it, in Psalm 23, there's no promise that we won't pass through death's dark veil. Instead, when we are there, we have comfort. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. The Lord your God was with Larry, even into the valley of the shadow of death. The Lord your God didn't take away the cancer. He didn't restore Larry back to health. He didn't remove him from the valley of the shadow of death, at least not in the way that we may have wanted. But instead, He was with him in that darkened place. The very first words of our text are a rhetorical question. A question that is meant to assure Joshua, to confirm within him that his God was indeed with him. Have I not commanded you? Joshua was going to war. He was put in charge of God's people, and he was given the task of going into the promised land, leading God's people to conquer it. The challenges were immense. His enemies, strong. But God calms his fears by reminding him of his call and his commission. Have I not commanded you? God has put him there. He has put him in that office. He is the one who gives the orders, and he is not going to abandon his servant. He is the one who makes the promises, and he does not lie. He is the one who says to you, who said to Larry, Have I not baptized you? Have I not made you my child? Do you not belong to me? Have I not fed you with my son's body and blood? Therefore be strong. There is no reason to fear. Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed. Do not be frightened or dismayed in any of life's journeys. Be strong and courageous. Stand firm, for you are a baptized child of God. His name is upon your forehead. His body and blood have touched your lips. Do not be frightened, Larry, as you travel the world, bringing home children to raise as your own or to fight for your country. Do not be dismayed, Larry, as suffering comes, as you even enter death's dark veil. Larry served, putting his life on the line in time of war for all Americans, serving his country in many and various ways for most of his adult life. Larry served his friends, who not only hunted together, but were Christian friends together. Larry served his students through a career of teaching, and his students testify to his care and concern. In fact, we had one of our members who saw Larry's name in our prayer list, and he mentioned to us going through the line one Wednesday evening, I believe, and said, I think he was my teacher. Would you let him know how much he meant to me? And how much I've been praying for him. Larry served his family. Husband for all of these years. And a father who gave up much and sacrificed for 8 children. Many of whom required long journeys and great expense to bring into his home. And then to see this family gathered around him in these last days and weeks was to see love in action. Those who have been given love, showing love in the measure that they have been given. They were God's instruments to comfort and to console, bringing the same encouragement to Larry that God had for Joshua. Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened. And do not be dismayed. Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened. Do not be dismayed as you approach death. Why? Because the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. The Lord your God was with Larry as he walked through death's dark veil toward his eternal rest. He didn't abandon him. Just as he pledged on the day of his baptism, just as he promised every time Christ's body and blood touched his lips. When I came to his bedside the last Sunday before the Lord took him home, I didn't know exactly what we were going to be able to pray. I didn't know what state Larry was going to be in. And I was overjoyed to have the privilege and the honor to bring Larry Christ's body and blood one last time. Given and shed on Calvary's cross, given and presented in the Holy Supper. God's promises in this unique way, and Larry was comforted. Dear friends, today you mourn. Today you grieve. Today tears are in order, and tears are not an evil. But what God said to Joshua is also true for you. Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Do not be dismayed in the face of death. Do not be frightened by any of your enemies, for the Lord your God is with you as you mourn. The Lord your God is with you here in this place, right now, being comforted by His Word, His great promises. The Lord your God is with you as you travel to the graveside to lay your loved one to rest, to see your country honor a soldier. The Lord your God is with you as you move forward, trying to figure out how you will live without your father, your husband, your friend. The Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And that is the great promise of the Old Testament. It's repeated over and over again as God's people faced enormous challenges as they struggled with enemies in this world of sin. And this promise was given to Larry each and every day, but especially in the midst of the valley of the shadow of death. And this is His promise to you. But these words are simply a nice phrase, a Hallmark card comfort, if they stand without Jesus. Without Jesus, death still wins. And God's promise of His presence, that's a nice gesture, I'm sure it kind of makes us feel better for a little bit, but it doesn't actually help us at all. With Jesus, though, the Lord your God is with you is the greatest promise of all. The promise that defeats death, that eliminates sin, that conquers every enemy. For God is with us as a man. The God-man, Emmanuel, God with us, who took on human flesh of the Virgin Mary, was born to die to walk the way of the cross. The Lord your God is with you means that God became as you are to save you. He became man to deliver you, to deliver Larry from the penalty of sin and the jaws of death. The Lord your God is with you means that God in the flesh, Jesus Christ, didn't just identify with our grief. He's not here today simply to give us a shoulder to cry on, to give us a nice little pat on the back. He came to destroy the source of our grief. He came to be with us, even into the grave, so that He will be with us out of the grave again on the last day. The Lord your God is with you wherever you go, as He is with Larry, even into the grave. And Larry is with Jesus right now. Larry lives, even though he died. And these remains that we lay into the ground today will rise again in victory to live with Jesus forever. Cancer doesn't win. Death doesn't win. Jesus does. And He won for you, and He won for Larry. God said to Joshua, reminding him of the source of his confidence, his hope, "Have I not commanded you?" He says to you today, as He said to Larry in the valley of the shadow of death, "Have I not died for you? Have I not risen for you? Have I not paid for your every sin? Have I not won the victory? Have I not promised you heaven and the resurrection on the last day?" Only with the death and resurrection of Jesus, Good Friday and Easter, can the words, "The Lord your God is with you," give us any hope. For the Lord our God is with us in the flesh of Jesus, with us even into the grave. And He promises that He will be God with us out of the grave on the last day. We chose as our gospel lesson the final words of the Gospel of Luke. And as Jesus stands upon the mountain, sending forth His disciples, preparing to ascend Himself into heaven, He has these words, "Behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." These words mean that He has not abandoned you, He has not left you, and He will not leave you. You are not alone. He is with you always, even to the end of the age. And He is with you to forgive and to save, to comfort and console. God in the flesh has not left you alone. Not now, not ever. Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened, and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Take me home What joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art.
We continue now with the prayers of the church, page 280. Please stand. Let us pray to the Lord our God and Father, who raised Jesus from the dead. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant that all who have been nourished by the holy body and blood of your Son may be raised to immortality and incorruption, to be seated with him at your heavenly banquet. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give to the family of Larry and to all who mourn comfort in their grief and assure confidence in your loving care that, casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of your church, they may have strength to meet the days ahead in the assurance of a holy and certain hope and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Receive our thanks for Larry and for all the blessings you bestowed on him in this earthly life. Bring us at last to our heavenly home, that with him we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Taught by our Lord and trusting in his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people. A light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the
beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with the certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Let us go forth in peace in the name of the Lord. Amen. Please be seated.